It's quitting time at many service sector workplaces. I'm David Brancaccio. First, one way to track pandemic bottlenecks as well as consumer and business confidence is to see how much buying there is of expensive, longer-lasting items. So not avocados, but factory machines or home washer dryers. Orders for these durables fell 0.4% in September, but with all the problems getting microchips for cars or any cargo through ports, experts were expecting a bigger drop. Lindsay Piegza is the chief economist at the financial firm Stifel.
The headline was certainly a disappointment. This was the weakest pace that we've seen in 5 months. But when we dig through some of the weeds, what we see is there is somewhat of a silver lining.
So some optimism among businesses, despite all these pandemic distortions of supply. But the supply problem remains, but that's not the only problem we're facing.
Oh, absolutely. So even if businesses right now are still investing in equipment, still struggling to get parts and materials, well, even if they have access to those components, the question remains, do they have the labor to run those machines and increase the use of those materials to get product out to the final consumer? At this point, we are still experiencing an extreme labor supply shortage.
A big story we continue to cover. Dr. Lindsay Piegza, she's the chief economist at Stifel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, Google's mom and dad, the Alphabets, are having a good year. Alphabet just reported its third straight quarter of record profit in an era when advertisers are convinced that online shopping is now entrenched for the long haul. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Advertising sales were up more than 40% at Alphabet, and it posted a quarterly profit of nearly $19 billion. A company executive said retail ads were by far the biggest growth area. Retailers are chasing shoppers whose habits have migrated even more online during the pandemic, and Google has benefited with its 29% share of the digital ad market. Advertisers are spending on things like YouTube ads, in which viewers can purchase products directly through videos. Alphabet also appears to be benefiting from Apple's change to iPhone privacy settings, which made it harder for apps to track users and provide data to advertisers. That's hurt apps like Snapchat, which relies heavily on ads. At Alphabet, the impact is said to be modest, since Google's search engine gathers its own data. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This morning, we'll get the latest on sales of expensive, longer-lasting things. Durable goods includes airplanes, but for mere mortals, it's a washer or a fridge. With new home sales up 14% in September from August, people will need appliances, which can be harder to find, given pandemic distortions. Here's Marketplace's Caroline Champlin.
The top complaint from home builders isn't about the availability of lumber or paint. It's about appliances, according to Robert Dietz, chief economist of the National Association of Home Builders.
In fact, you know, 95% of builders right now report delays in terms of appliances.
Many homes sold in September haven't been built yet. Dietz says it's not too early for those buyers to start thinking about furnishings, though.
Builders are recommending that buyers make design decisions early because that process is being stretched out and it's more expensive.
The situation isn't new, and Rick Palacios Jr. of John Burns Real Estate Consulting says homebuilders are starting to adapt.
A big part of it is just realizing things are going to take weeks upon weeks longer than we anticipated.
He's heard from homebuilders that they're stocking up earlier, buying alternative brands, and using more local warehouses to have the appliances close by when needed. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
A record number of workers have been leaving their jobs voluntarily, either for new jobs offering better money or hours, or for whole new careers. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's a time of toil reimagined, or going against the grind, as one Marketplace listener suggested for the title. Our Mitchell Hartman today looks at why workers, especially in the services sector, are on the move.
It is hard to get people to apply for and take jobs in a lot of services right now.
Healthcare and hospitality. There's plenty of jobs available, but boy, they're really tough jobs to do.
Dave Gilbertson tracks the U.S. workforce at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter.
They're working very closely with the public. There's all kinds of healthcare-related issues, and there's a lot of uncertainty around what your schedule is going to look like, and is it going to be consistent from week to week? That can really wreak havoc on families.
The pay is relatively low, too, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
Workers aren't willing to work in many of the what we might think of as lower quality jobs in the economy. So restaurants stand out because that's the biggest single sector seeing this problem.
The problem being former workers who are hesitant to come back, like Linda Murtha of Philadelphia.
I mean, I came out of the womb knowing that I was going to be a chef. Probably got my first cookbook when I was like 7. So as soon as I got out of high school, I didn't take SATs. I didn't do any of it. I was like, I'm going to culinary school right off the bat.
Murtha's now 27 and had worked her way up to an executive sous chef position before the pandemic hit and she was laid off.
After working several years in the kitchen, I was like, I'm not working 70 hours a week. I don't know what to do with my time.
After a few months collecting unemployment, she was working again in a kitchen, but not in a restaurant.
It's so different.
She now develops and tests juice recipes for a produce distributor.
I never really considered things. I just, now that I have them, I don't think I would give them up. Right now I work 7 to 3, Monday through Friday. I have my weekends off. I'm making a little more than I was in a kitchen. And I also have insurance now, which is not common in restaurants.
She also gets paid vacation and sick time. And as much as she misses the fast pace and camaraderie of restaurant work, it's a lifestyle she can't imagine going back to.
You know, I made dinner tonight and go to holidays and weddings and events that I just stopped getting invited eventually because when I was in a restaurant, there's no way I could take off Mother's Day or Easter.
Murtha says she's constantly being recruited by restaurants as more people feel comfortable dining out, but so far she isn't tempted. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We also look into LinkedIn's user data showing the most quitting they've ever seen. That social media site launched in 2003. That'll be in the podcast if you miss it on the air. The Grind Reimagined is one thing we might call our ongoing coverage of this, one title we couldn't possibly use. A listener suggested, quote, living in a world of quit. But seriously, we are interested in hearing your stories of why you quit now and why you can quit now. Email us, morningreport@marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.